Try not to laugh to this Cracker Milk podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the
Cracker Milk podcast.
And we are joined today with none other than Tamara Clarkson and Chris Slatter. And man, what a fun episode. Right now, three episodes are out, so we're recording this after the last episode. I got an itchy schnoz.
Who are you?
I'm Colin.
C-O-L-O-N. I'm a Ligus.
Who the fuck? Well, anyway, that was weird. Sorry about him. We've had three episodes out. We're going to keep doing it. We just quickly want to say, if you want to listen to the extended uncut version of this with all of our swears and extra, like, maybe 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how... Man, my nose is itchy.
Do you want me
to itch it for you?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Do you bleep out the swears?
No, we bleep out the cunt word.
Cunt.
Yeah, because...
In America, it's really frowned upon.
No, but I've heard Americans say
on YouTube, if we say like we're saying the N-word, which we also say on the Cracker Milk page. No, we don't. None of us have the pass. None of us have the pass.
The C-word pass?
No, the N-word pass.
Oh, no.
We have the C-word pass because
we're Australian.
We're Australian.
You're
yeah,
born
yeah,
that
naturally.
Way. It is whence you came.
All right, well, that's bleeped.
Except on our Patreon.
Hi. All right, well, it's good to be here. It's good to be back, sitting down, comfy with our friends, with absolutely no idea what we're going
to
discuss.
Who are you calling comfy? I am pretty comfy. Sorry to interrupt there.
How dare you speak on an audio platform?
Oh,
Chris,
Elijah.
How are you?
Fucking fine. I'm fine, thank you.
Whoa.
I'm tired.
Why are you so tired?
You know why I'm tired.
Why?
I told you before.
Because
you sent me a fucking video to watch last night that went for an hour and a fucking 23 minutes.
Why didn't you watch it in the morning?
Oh, so I guess some friends get videos, some don't.
Yeah, no, big thank. He sent it to me like at 10 o'clock
you
at night.
You want
so
my
like
Pornhub links?
But you're also kind of to blame in that because you watched it. You could have just waited to the morning and watched it in the morning.
If you get given a present, do you leave it overnight or do you open up straight away?
Depends when I get the present. Because if it's Christmas,
Christmas Eve. Christmas, is it? It's not fucking your birthday, not anything. Come and said, here, have this. You go, oh, okay, yeah, I'll put this away somewhere and do it tomorrow.
Nothing makes, there's two things in Chris's life that make him really upset. It's it's when his rugby team, I'm going to bring this up first and foremost, okay? Chris told me one day, because Chris is what we call in Australia a loser. And he loves football so much that his seat
you
covers are...
You can't say
are
football,
his,
you idiot. They're going to think
he loves
soccer,
NRL so much, his seat covers in his car are... Like his
Parramatta
football team.
Eels.
Yeah, and it's like, whatever, cool, good on you. Your personality is a fucking sport. Anyway, this is true, isn't it? And you need to confirm this. You are so aggressive when you watch your team that your family leave the house when NRL's on because you have a major, major temper problem the moment the sport's on. Is that correct?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's at a point where if your team lose badly, does it ruin your week?
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous. You're not a part of the team, man. You got a soft skull.
I know. I think we got to like back here.
Let's
like what
this.
Happened to you?
Oh. Have you ever been to like a smash room? Well, you go into
rage
a room and just rage room. Yeah,
you
just go
watch,
around and smash.
You should
and destroy
watch the
stuff.
Game.
You should have one of those rooms in your house for whenever you watch a game of NRL.
Well, Chris is a hoarder. I've been in his home. He's a fucking hoarder. His house is full to the brim of bullshit. The other day, one time I went into his house and he's like, "Oh, hey," and I meet his wife Sandy for the first time. She goes, "Hey, Connor, how are you?" I go, "Good." She just goes, "You want this cake pop maker?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm good, thanks." And I went, "Oh, I'm good, thanks." And he goes, "Sandy, what are you doing?" She goes, "You might want it." And he goes, "It doesn't work." She's fucking giving me trash. And then she goes, "Do you want this lamp?" He's like, "The lamp doesn't work, Sandy." They fucking both of them are the same.
Were you getting ready for curbside collection?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm a garbage dump, basically. Just tossing shit out.
We could use them for destroy them and stuff.
The rage room we're about to build.
You know what actually happened like last night? So Matthew, my youngest son, cleaned out his closet, got rid of all the clothes, doesn't wear anymore, all sort of stuff. And there was a big basket in there and Sandy's going through them saying, "Oh, what can we give to charity or chuck in the bin, whatever."
Yeah.
And she made me a little bag of shit that Connor might like. So I brought it over here. Do you know what's in that bag?
What's in it?
So there is
the lamp?
No.
A Stewie Griffin t-shirt.
So you saw this morning. There is literally a giraffe costume.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah. a tuxedo onesie.
Cool.
And an Adventure Time bonnet.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's sick.
See?
That's a good bag. Are you gonna, I'll take the bag. I'll take
Don't
the bag.
Fucking touch my tit.
Are you going to accept this
Don't
present?
Don't touch my tit.
Here, Elias. No, I'm
are you going to accept this?
Stop touching me like that. Yeah, I'll accept it. That is pretty cool.
That it would be cool. We could use that.
Yeah.
We could use that for exactly a skit.
We could dress up
the giraffe.
In the
A giraffe and a pigeon go into a bar.
No, no, no. You put the giraffe costume on, and then you put the tuxedo onesie over the top of that, so it's like a giraffe wearing a tuxedo.
All right, go do it now. Go on.
We don't have
it. No, go on. We do. It's here. It's
out there.
Go get it.
And
you can put it on. No.
Damn it. I wanted you to be like, no.
Look.
No, I don't want to do it, dude. I will never do this, okay?
What kind of fuckwit wears a giraffe tuxedo onesie?
Such a dumb...
Hey, I saw June 2.
With who?
No one can see this.
You don't need the shirt.
We'll just keep talking while he's doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found out, guys, and this is legitimate, I found out this week that I am fifth generation Indigenous Australian.
But you're very...
What's up? How do you feel?
Quite hot. Like sexually hot.
Talking to the fucking mic.
Quite hot, like sexually hot.
That's arousing, is it?
You're not the only one.
No, it's actually just
the
like
the head doesn't
hot
look right. How are we going to fix
it's all
the
like
head?
Fucking polyester.
We need
and
to
shit
stuff something in the top of it. So hang on.
I don't know.
My eyes, dude.
Yeah. Where I got the other ones from?
Yeah, but they need light.
We need something to prop this up.
Yeah,
or
like
I'm
a
t-shirt.
I'm
going to be upset.
Is it hollow in the side?
Give us some Viagra.
No.
Well, look. Hey. Goob, can you put something to, like, prop his head up? So it's like that?
Maybe I should wear that as well.
Goob's wear... Oh,
no,
my
Goob's
God.
Got
no,
that
Goob,
on.
Goob's wearing,
wearing it.
It
backwards.
Goob looks cute.
It is backwards.
Yeah.
It is backwards, yeah.
100%.
No, it's got to be on the inside.
is there anything inside? Like, could you just shove, like, a blanket or something?
A balloon. That's what you need, a balloon up there.
I can't take my head off tomorrow if that's what you're asking, because that would kill me.
Okay. We're going to move on from this.
Fingers crossed, motherfucker.
What have you been up to, mate? Anything exciting going on?
Not much. I didn't. You were talking about you went and saw June.
Oh, yeah.
But you hated the first June.
Yeah, the first June sucks. Yeah,
but the thing you said to me you hated most about it was the fucking sound design. The back of the way through.
Don't say I hated the sound design. I hated the fucking theme being overused. And then the second one, it's not overused. It's really good.
What was the theme of the first one?
It's in the second one, but it's better and it's used less. In the first one, it's terrible.
Exactly the same.
You guys ever had sex?
What
do
you think of Elvis? Elvis and
Austin Butler
and Willy Wonka fighting.
Does he still sound like Elvis?
Nah, he's an odd fella. But
Elvis and Willy Wonka have a battle.
That's
Timothée Chalamet. Chalamet FAO.
That's right. They have a fight.
Isn't he dating a Kardashian?
It won't work.
He is. I think.
Is he?
Yeah, it was his turn. Must have been up to
the
seas,
like,
were they?
The Kardashians really, the Kardashians really go through it, don't
That's
they?
Good.
Yeah, they do.
So, how are you, mate?
It's really hot in this.
What have you been doing lately? The fans want to know stuff about us.
I've just been painting a lot of my models and stuff, getting ready for a tournament in 3 weeks.
A tournament? Cool. Of what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey guys,
like a
just one second.
Strategy battle game tournament.
Hey man, hey. We can't. That's fucking embarrassing. No one wants to listen to that. So we're going to try this again. I'm going to cut this out, and I just want you to lie about something a bit more exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like that's humiliating. Seriously, if our audience find out you're doing that, they're going to bash you.
Okay.
They're going to be on the street.
I feel like that'd be right on brand.
60% of our audience is American. They're going to book tickets to fly over here to bash you. That's how much you sound like a dingus right now, dude.
They can't afford it.
So let's try that again. What have you been up to?
I've just been painting models for 40K.
Can I one of the things that I want to bring up, guys, is that, like, as Aussies, there's things that our American listeners don't really know a lot about. One of those things is the Bunnings snag, an essential part of Australian culture. The next thing...
Bunnings is Home Depot, by the way, for our American friends. Same fucking thing.
They don't sell sausages there.
Yes, they do.
They do not sell... a lean, thin beef sausage on a slice of white bread there.
They don't do that.
We should also say Bunnings is short for Bunnilingus as well. So just for our American audience.
And one of the other
things
is you probably... We get asked a lot like some ignorant questions. Do you ride kangaroos? No. Okay.
Only the professionals do.
Yeah, professional kangaroos. But the thing we ride is we strap a bunch of koalas together in a mass, like a big, massy ball.
Hairy mass.
And we stand on top of it and kind of just kind of roll on top, like as if it's, you know, balancing
it on the
ball.
It doesn't hurt them because they're high.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt them.
You got to be careful of the claws because they've got chlamydia as well.
Yeah,
you
don't under their nails, yeah. Not in their holes.
So when you're when Australians are having sex with koalas, we always are wearing protection because they do have chlamydia, yeah. And it's a rite of passage when you're 13, Jews cut off pee-pee skin. When you're 13 in Australia, you fuck a marsupial. Any marsupial will do, but koalas are typically the one you want to pick.
I don't know.
That's why chlamydia is so rampant.
I personally fucked a patty melon.
What's a patty melon?
Little wallaby kind of looking thing.
Oh, yeah, I know a patty melon.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
They're the cutest
thing. I
knew
an Irish kid called Patty Melon once.
Yeah?
He's named after the marsupial.
Oh, there you go, yes.
Are they? They're the inventors of leper porn, right?
Leprechauns.
No, leper porn.
That's right.
What?
What's leper porn?
It's porn for that's lepers involved.
That's right.
Like leprosy.
Little green. Lepers.
What's so what's interesting? Holy fuck, man! Well, what's interesting is
I feel like I'm being gaslit here. Like I don't understand.
So leper porn.
He's just
leper
saying
leprechaun.
Guys.
Like leper, like skin falling off, no. And porn.
I thought he said
like
leopard
fucking.
Porn, like the cats.
So we're going to move on. I want to bring something up. Chris, you have two children.
I do have two children.
And famously, the best advice you ever gave me about kids was don't have them, they're shit. So that's good. And you just had another kid.
Everybody say, we're whore.
We're whore.
Now, your child, I believe you named it Bunnilingus.
Bunnilingus.
Yeah. Now, what advice would you give to a new mother?
Oh.
As a male, give me the advice, Chris. Give me the advice.
All right, you ready?
Don't you?
It's going to change your life.
No, you're going to say something horrible.
So suck it up.
The other day,
were the party games when you were at like high school, coming out of high school games?
I had no
what
friends.
What were party games?
Because it was very duck, different. Bong. No, I'm just kidding. Bomb. I made that up.
Yeah. So
that sounds
fun.
Let's play that one.
It's like dark, and you go around the circle and you say bong on someone and I have to rip a massive fucking bong.
Is that for real?
No, I just made it up.
That actually sounds like it could be a legitimate thing.
I played heads down, bums up. So it was my...
Yeah, but we're not asking about church group.
My PE teacher. Well, the thing about Elias is when he shaves his head, he's got the most unfortunate looking skull. On a man. Okay.
Have you ever shaved your head though?
Yeah, yeah. I've got a bad one. It's too round and I look a bit methy. But
you've got a bit of bulb head in there, have you?
A bowl head?
Like a bulb head.
It's kind of just like I'm skinny and I look ratty. Like, because I have curly hair and
I see the ratty.
Yeah, it's real ratty. Like, people, I go from like 90s Justin Timberlake to I reckon I could get some meth off him. But Elias has that hunch. And when you feel it, you go, there's a bit missing. But what's actually going on is there's a whole bit added. He's got a whole calcium is built up in a way that there's a whole layer of skull there that creates a hunch.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to get you a little bottle with like a metal ball bearing in it if you're thirsty?
Oh, because I'm a rat?
Because you said you're ratty.
Yeah, yeah.
Get him his wheel.
Guys, I'm not actually a rat. I'm ratty. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't eat cheese.
Right, adjacent.
You don't eat cheese?
Erratic.
No, I don't eat cheese.
Who doesn't eat cheese? That isn't lactose intolerant. I know people who are lactose intolerant and still eat cheese.
I fucking love cheese.
Yeah, you like
dick
cheese.
You're lactose intolerant, though.
Yeah, dick cheese.
Magma, spread that shit over a cracker.
Oh, yucky, yucky, darling.
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
He had that
lactose. I don't know. I think it was that part of my brain that got taken out.
That did happen today.
Yeah.
Did you grow up on the island as well?
Yeah.
Or is that you grew up over there?
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck me.
And you had to ask?
Do they have
two different islands? I grew up on another island when I was in primary school. In a high school, I grew up on the other island.
When it became clear they were going to press charges, he had to move from one island to the other.
You swapped tribes.
Yeah. At 7.
My God.
I actually kind of just like was out in the water one day and it kind of like got taken by the current and landed on the island. And so I just thought I'd call that home.
Yeah, and you spawn. He just lives like Minecraft. He sleeps in whatever bed is around.
Yeah.
Like he'll break into homes, but they're always okay with it. The other day we were playing video games, Helldivers 2, Citizens. And
good.
Stuff. And he goes, oh, I think there's someone like trying to break into the house next door. I'll be back. And he was completely naked and he was walking around his property with an axe, naked.
A naked guy.
No, you, I was the one. Were. I was the
with
one
with an
axe,
or is that just what you call him?
No, I had a literal like massive like wood cutting axe.
Sorry,
I was like,
just one sec.
Sorry.
Don't sorry. Like we're trying to like have a conversation and like we're trying to keep the momentum. And when you say shit like that, like it's really inappropriate. Yeah, why would he call his penis an axe?
I don't know, because it's like
sharp.
Show us where the axe man
cuts
got
wood.
You.
Cuts wood.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just like it's just like don't do that, okay?
Yeah, no.
Like, and the other thing is like I know like you're funny, but
I'm
you're funny for a woman.
Yeah.
So like
I know I came in too hard.
So like
I'm embarrassed.
You know, least favorite comedian. So Brendan Schaub.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan's entire team of idiots,
still
they're down there. And you're kind of like below that.
I know.
I fucking hate them.
Yeah, I know. I came in too hard. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Just don't do it again.
No. You can keep your axe penis to yourself.
All right, let's talk about something that the audience would be comfortable with. Do you hit your kids hard?
Oh, open palm.
Open palm?
Sorry, no.
I got really inspired. Like, the reason I am excited to have kids is because when you watch zombie films, they put nails in the bats and stuff. And I feel like that's a good way to intimidate a child. Is like a bat, which obviously we all use. You'll have your child bashing bat, right? Mm.
Steel cap boots for me.
Oh, nice. Wait, that might explain the hunch.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's all coming together.
But it wasn't your dad. It was you, and you kicked yourself in the back of the skull.
Yeah.
Doing a candlestick.
Yeah. It was,
at the same time.
Same time.
You're talking about how I disciplined the kids? You're
yeah.
pretty close to what I did, what
What's
I actually
that?
Did. So when they were very young, I let them watch The Walking Dead, and that episode where Negan has the bat with
sorry,
the...
Sorry, we're going to have to beep that. You can't say that word. You cannot say that word.
Where...
What did he say?
Fucking
the episode where
you can say it
hits
what
Glenn
the
with a baseball bat just covered in barbed wire.
Yeah.
So I just got one of those. And I didn't say anything, do anything. I just put it in my wardrobe and let the kids find it one day. So they knew that.
Hey, just so you know, that's
around,
a real story, mate. That's child abuse, bro.
I
didn't do anything.
It was
it's all in their mind.
Oh, okay.
All in their mind.
Oh,
I didn't
you know
do
what
it.
I did when my you know what I did when
and then
my
I just
kids
let
were little.
Them find it in my cupboard, and they can put two and two together.
You know what I did when my kids
and
were little?
Say, we
I put
fuck
on
with that.
A flayed man
I
in your
wardrobe.
Don't
fuck with
you
that.
Know what I put on? I put on Dharma, and then they watched an episode. Where
Dharma and Greg.
Mm. You know what would make John Wick better? If
he had a candlestick.
You know what they make John Wick better? If he was hanging dong the whole movie. Imagine John Wick, but he's naked.
Dude, that would be fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so intimidating.
Imagine he's, like, fighting someone, and he gets aroused from it, and so he kills them by choking him out on his cock.
With his ass.
Imagine fighting someone with a massive stiffy, like, as they're coming up to you and, like, fighting you. You'd be like, holy fuck, this guy's, like, getting aroused
from
that
would
this.
Actually
like,
be, like, the perfect defense
scary.
Mechanism, I think,
yeah.
feel like.
If you have guys... they stopped making those films then? Is that it?
Nah, there's definitely going to be 17 more.
Another one. DJ Khaled.
Yeah, it's called John Dick. Oh, it's man. What we're talking about. You know the thing about John Wick?
John
it'd be,
Sick.
It'd be good if they got an actor
that's
who could act.
That's the last one, and he does.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah.
But how much fucking acting is required in John Wick? I mean, fuck me.
A lot of people are asking if I'm back.
That last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think I'm back. Like, bro, learn to fucking read a line. That's not good, man. But then he's pretty cool. He's a nice fella.
Yeah, who? He's good.
I think he's a pretty good actor.
Keanu Reeves.
Quite a few
yeah. Oh, I really quite enjoyed The Joker.
Yeah.
That's Joaquin Phoenix, bro.
I don't know what we're talking about.
What? Where
Keanu
are you?
Keanu Reeves, Matrix.
The John Wick
You've never
stuff.
Seen John
Neo.
Wick?
No.
Have you ever stood behind a 15-year-old kid playing a video game for 3 hours while he just runs around and kills people?
No.
Well, okay.
No, he sits behind a 33-year-old man, her partner, and watches that, right?
No, I don't watch anybody.
Oh.
blind.
Do you play video games?
No.
Yeah, you and me both.
No, because Crash Bandicoot fucked me up as a child.
Crash Bandicoot's amazing. I can
what
finish
did he
all
do
three
to
in
you?
One sitting.
It fucked me up. Like, you, like if you don't get you to your checkpoint, you start all over.
Oh,
you
so
die.
You're bad. So
you
bad.
Get your orbita-wobita-wobita-wobita and then, like,
whoa!
They die.
Yeah.
Whoa! Racist! Right, well, hey, guess what, guys?
Yes, why? Dharma glasses, what do we got?
Why, oh,
let's
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about some of our...
I think he just looks like an IT kid.
No, he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I really like these frames, and people bully the fuck out of me for them.
No, that's the square aspect of them.
I didn't bully you. I just said, next time you go, take me with you. We'll get some more frames.
That's right. Did you get the square, like the rectangly sort of ones to try and make
it's
your head
cute.
Look squarer rather than...
Go get your glasses and put them on.
I think
glasses.
You could just pull off some
because they're worse
funner
than mine.
Frames.
That's not true.
What sort of frames do you want me to wear?
Just something else.
Yeah. What brand are they? Hey. What brand are they?
Crazy Clarks?
Yeah.
Anko is what I was thinking.
Oh, you're a little fucking piece of shit. You're a little piece of shit.
Anko glasses.
That's the Kmart brand. Kmart is Walmart?
No, is it Target? Target. They have Target over there.
No, yeah. But Target's still Kmart. Higher end, I feel. No, does it?
Yuck. Wow. I know where your fingers have been.
American.
What is going on?
Is somebody here?
Oh, little fucking hates kids.
Old, yeah.
My dog, the dog fucking dog, hates dog, kids, dog. By the way. Hates kids.
That's like, why I can't bring mine here.
Well, yeah. I've had kids like walk through the door and he's like, rah, 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 there. And I have to pick him up and the kid's freaking out. Whatever. He's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
My dog smokes cigarettes. He's cool.
Yeah, dude, my dog smokes cigars.
You don't have a dog.
Family dog.
Oh, by the way, he says this. Do you want to know the story I found out from his sister? He buys a dog, a fucking Kelpie of all dogs, buys a dog. He's living at his parents and then goes, all right, see ya, and then fucks off. He leaves his dog with his parents.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah. I did that on purpose.
What?
For my... Look, okay. Bit of context.
He's moved out. He has to create work.
Already.
Yeah.
We had another dog.
Talking Mike.
We had another dog.
Yeah.
Mm. He was getting really old.
So mm-hmm, that happens.
Yep, and he was...
Time as it passes through
the hourglass. You
don't
waste anything on the island, though, do you?
And I had a friend when I was working down the road. I would like walk past.
Where
this
were
guy's
you working?
House.
Why wouldn't you say where you're working?
Oh, I can't say.
Why?
No,
why? What was? Where were you
it's
working?
It's fucked up.
What were you
dude?
Doing?
I was working
at
a butcher.
Okay.
Cool. So I would cut through this guy's property, and he had a dog there, and she would always like. Come down to the shop as well and like give me hugs and stuff and
the
it was
dog.
Really yeah the dog it was a fucking adorable dog
okay
dog ends up getting pregnant from just a stray
stray border collie. Time out, let's time out here.
Let's see how this is going to be put in a bad light. I didn't touch the dog like that.
It was consensual.
It was love.
Yeah.
It was
touch
love.
The dog like that. It was love. I loved that dog like I love my wife.
Yeah, no, there was just a fucking random border collie around the island.
So it's just a one night stand for you.
Just one night stand.
Yeah.
And so the dog got pregnant, had a litter of puppies. There was probably about 7 of them. And he's like, I don't know what to do with these. Do you want one? And I was like, yeah, okay.
This one kind of looks like you.
Yeah. And so got the dog. But I was also like,
that's how his parents took it in.
My dad works a lot and I'm out all the time as well. I'm going to be going to uni. So my mom's going to be home alone and there's some weird people around living there. So it would be nice to have a dog to kind of protect the place and shit. Fuck you.
You buy a dog and then you give it to your parents and say you're welcome and leave.
Yeah. And they love that dog to death.
Yeah, because they
dead?
Have to. Did you guys see that ad where like, I can't talk about this. Don't worry about it. There was
where the guy fucks the dog?
No.
Me where, either.
What are you watching?
I thought you said you kind of couldn't talk about that.
You know about that fish?
It wasn't
the Amazon?
Really a dog.
Excuse me. Sorry. If someone fish. Starts talking, you if know that. You know that fish.
No! The circle of life.
What an irony that he's dressed like a giraffe while he sings that.
Bit, yeah. I reckon Elias would be Rafiki, and he'd bring up this, and then he'd sneeze, and the cub would go and drop off fried rice.
Fuck off! He is Timon.
You got another one?
Yeah, he's Pumbaa.
No, he's Pumbaa. You're Timon.
Yeah, I've always known him Timon too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Timon doesn't shut the fuck
up. I do love that the lion's like. This episode's real unhinged. There's a lot going on.
It's not unhinged. It's a bit unhinged.
I think if the audience hears this and they think, man, this is a mess, I'm sorry, okay? We're
look
trying.
At him, Timoning again.
Yeah, Timon. Motherfucking Timon.
Timon doesn't have eyes close together, though.
My eyes aren't fucking close together. Why do you all say my eyes are too close together?
Yeah, they had to shorten the bridge on his glasses. That's why.
You know, you probably could have gotten away with a monocle.
When God was doing character creation, he like accidentally like pinched like that little part there.
When he gets a sinus headache, he has to like get like tweezers out.
A genie comes, he gives you one wish.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell me your wish.
10 more wishes, please.
No.
Is that it?
No.
Of course.
No.
Why would you ever do that?
Can't do that.
More?
Can't do that.
Why the fuck not? Who makes the fucking rules? Who's
me.
The fucking genie
me.
God?
You can do that. Now, you get one wish. Can be anything but more wishes or more genies. So you get one wish. What is it?
Don't say world peace.
Fuck the world. Fuck that. No, I'd be... it's got to be money. It's got to be money. It's got to be
okay. Can you wish for as
much fucking money as I probably want so I can do whatever I want?
Here's the thing, though. You wish for unlimited money. Money has no value because, like, suddenly there's some that has infinite amounts that has no worth. I feel like you would destroy the economy by doing that. But why? I would wait for one of you to wish for world peace, and then I would say, I wish there was no world peace. I saw one thing that said, but I would wish for...
Go around and see what everyone wants to wish
yeah,
for?
Yeah, you didn't ask me. Yeah, that's
you
rude.
Just kind
fucking
of went for your own thing.
I wish for you to shut the fuck up.
It's okay. Don't worry about me. Thanks, Elias. Thanks. Thank you, Elias. No, it's okay.
Well,
I wish you had a voice that didn't pierce my eardrums through sheer...
Hey, Connor.
Don't touch my thigh.
You only have one wish. The bridge of your nose fit your glasses. But we can't all have what we want.
I wish for that too.
I wish for I wish for whenever I say I wish for whatever comes after that to be true.
Oh, loophole, baby.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
But
I wish I wasn't gay.
Can I ask you a personal question about giraffes, right?
Yeah, sure.
The whole fucking
man evolution
thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you got
yeah.
this big long fucking neck.
Yeah.
So you can eat from the trees in the African plains.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So didn't you think it would have been a smarter move to maybe make you faster than fucking lions instead?
Nah, dude, the reason we have long necks is so we can deep throat elephant trunks.
Holy shit. Are you just sucking your own cock?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I imagine it's a giraffe. I imagine it's a giraffe with a long neck. Do you reckon giraffes with long necks can suck their own dicks?
They've got that really long blue tongue.
Blue tongue. Mm. Like a lizard.
Do you reckon as a giraffe you could suck your own dick?
I don't have a blue tongue.
All right, so let's play a game.
Mm.
Oh, fuck yeah, I love games. Let's go.
All right.
What are we going
to
do?
It's called the silent game. And
okay.
We're all going to pick someone to shut the fuck up for the rest of the podcast.
Timon.
Oh, poor Timon.
Timon.
Hey, friend.
The dog just came up. All right.
She was genuinely concerned.
I got to quickly send an email to Child Protective Services so they fucking take you out of here and put you back in foster care.
Again.
Goob, you're going to come on. You can do the rest of the show. Goob's always behind camera. We're going to do an ep with him probably tomorrow. All right. Bye.
Hey, how are you?
Is everyone's mics plugged in? Just so
we're all plugged
in.
We're
gonna have to do another 20 minutes.
We're all fucking plugged right in.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Did you like? Have you seen anyone
seen
Poor Things?
No,
and I've not
seen
it.
It's on Disney. It's very artsy.
You don't like it.
Oh, you're talking about a movie. I thought you were talking about some fucking people back. Okay, sorry.
I'm one of those
Chris,
poor things.
Sorry,
I'm poor. I'm a poor thing.
You have hooves, not paws. Yeah. Oh, anyway, I watched it. It is like a movie made to make an art movie. Like it doesn't feel. Yeah.
Well, it won, didn't it?
Yeah,
oh, no, she won. She won.
Yeah.
It was nominated.
Good? Yeah. If you could turn into an animal when you die, what animal would
it
be and why would it be a giraffe?
Genie.
Yeah, that's pretty good, that one.
What would
that's
you be?
Good.
A slave to man.
Oh, a turtle.
Yeah. I'll eat you.
Like a turtle, a tortoise?
What did you
or
want to be?
Yeah.
Crocodile.
But one of those
Galapagos
tortoise? Yeah,
that's
one of those.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
A whale would
be
sick.
Not much fossil.
Would
no.
Be
because killer you got to make it, you got to make it, killer whale.
Killer whale.
Kill whale. Killer or dolphin.
No.
They do fight.
Dolphins
rape.
They rape, though.
It'd be something lame like an elk.
Elk would be kind of sick.
No, just
yeah, convince yourself.
Bison. A bison would be fucking sick.
Why?
Yeah, you get fucking killed.
But everyone comes to the waterhole and I fuck your shit up.
Mario just wants to win.
I want to win so bad.
What are you gonna, I'm going to be a dragon.
They're not real.
They're not real. Oh.
Have you not seen the documentary?
If you say dragon, you're going to have like a fucking...
Like a Komodo dragon
with wings and like breathes fire and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Have you seen the documentaries on them? They're alive.
Game of Thrones.
And fossil... There's fossils at the found of them. And there's some probably hidden around in the world. Wait, still.
You
how did they know that they
shit.
But how would they know that they breathed fire? Breathed.
Yeah, where's the
fire.
Fossil of the fire?
How do you prove that?
Melted rock. And
because
stuff
of
the
giant like volcano.
Lava?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they.
Would you if right?
Shut
now,
up, guys!
If right now, let's say we posted on X and we got really popular.
Are dragons real?
No, that's unrelated. Elon Musk said, "I really like your work. I want to put you on SpaceX flight to Mars for my colony."
Sounds like Trump.
That does not sound like
to fly you to Mars. Right.
But Elon Musk, orange like me.
I don't know. He's not real. He's AI. Yeah. Would you go?
I don't know. He's going to marry.
Genuinely.
Would I go?
Yeah.
How many people are going?
12.
I think it's the same ones from the submarine.
Yeah, they have a game. A Game Boy Advance is how they
is it the go. First flight?
No. You so will make done. It. You 100% will make
so
it.
So it's done.
But yeah. What's there? Like,
Shatner's already been
up. Like is it like an Airbnb or something?
It's like an Arctic research facility,
do
but
I get
on
paid
Mars.
For it? Do I like... Do I get paid to go? Is it like... Do I get like a girlfriend?
You get yes, Centrelink will yes. pay you.
I get a girlfriend as well.
They have a big favors. Hefty check at the end you get.
Yeah.
Big what, hefty check.
Why are you smiling when you say that?
Because do I have the opportunity
would you go?
For a year?
Would I go?
Yeah.
Please go.
I mean, Earth's pretty cool though. There's some fucking cool
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but would really? You go? Right now, Elon Musk goes. Would
hands right up. Now.
Yeah. You got an answer?
Well, yeah, God.
And we'll go? Find out next time.
If there's already shit set up and you, like we can explore stuff, like it'd be fucking cool to like go.
Oh yeah, they've
and, like,
got ATVs over there. They've like, got drones.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Sure.
It's all men anyway. The whole trip.
But we're meant to be breeding.
And one dolphin.
And one dolphin.
Okay, a
particularly rapey dolphin.
Thank you for watching the
Cracker Milk Podcast.
Yay.
You can, uncut version you, as well.
You can watch the uncut version on our Patreon. Links are below. And you can listen to the whole thing on Spotify if you don't like YouTube.
And I've got hoof picks on there as well.
Hoof picks.
If you want to see them.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Don't forget, giraffes next are made to deep throat elephant trunks. Dude, imagine like an elephant, right? Like sucking up a bunch of water, deep throating, getting deep, like deep throating a fucking giraffe and then squirting all that water down your throat. Just gonna leave that with you guys.
I think you know
wait,
how
why
that
are you
works.
Dressed like the one who wants to be you're copping it.
Deep throat me.